This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge, we have Co-op Solutions' very own Dean Michaels. How are you, Dean?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Appreciate that.
Welcome to my living room, so to speak.
Your lounge.
My lounge, yes. So how's the conference going for you?
Conference is going great.
Yeah?
I mean, honestly, great segue into some of the stuff we'll talk about.
Yeah.
So just being able to walk the trade show floor, get exposure to some of the technology providers that are looking to do business with credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we do at Co-op in terms of discovering that, and it's part of... fits right into this strategic provider program.
Yeah, well, yeah, you have something new there. You guys always have something new at Co-op,
yes.
So it's always fun talking to you guys. So this new strategic provider program, so can you tell us what we need to know about this? Set the table, if you will, sir.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So strategic provider program recently launched in the last month. It's a free program, so a good four-letter word.
Even better.
Yeah, exactly. Free program to anybody who is a co-op client.
Mm-hmm.
And it is specifically for technology providers
mm-hmm.
around solutions
yep.
that co-op does not provide an in-house solution
yep.
for.
Yep.
So anything that we do in-house, obviously we provide those services. But over time, credit unions have talked to us about, hey, co-op, you have a ton of scale. You have a ton of expertise. There's a lot of help that I need in areas beyond just what you can do for me. So how do you leverage that expertise to help me get visibility to what we'd consider best-in-class providers? How can you pre-vet those providers for me and get me comfortable with them? How
That's
can you
a big issue right now.
Negotiate
yeah.
terms
yeah.
with me on my behalf,
yeah.
preferential
yeah.
terms? So when you look at credit unions, you know, they're all different sizes. There's a lot of small credit unions that don't really even have one individual dedicated to doing this sort of work.
Mm-hmm.
So we do some of the heavy lifting for them. And even
Good
larger credit unions, it's a head start. They
yeah.
may have, you know, staff to do diligence, but this gives them, you know, they're just benefiting from our homework.
Oh, completely, because there's so much out there. It's overwhelming. So I'm glad you guys are putting this out there. So when you say pre-vetted, what exactly does that mean? What's the process?
Yeah, the pre-vetting here is really important. I think it's something that differentiates our partner program from others, right? There are other partner type programs out there. And for us, this is not a friends and family program. This
okay.
isn't, you know, I know Jim, I know Tony, and so let's kind of like put their name in lights and say Co-op endorses them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We put these providers through the same rigorous process that we use internally to
mm-hmm.
choose vendors that we'll do business with for
okay.
our solutions.
Okay.
So we run an RFP, a full-blown RFP. This mm-hmm. isn't, you know, I attend the trade show and they look good, let's do business
okay.
with them.
Yeah.
We run an RFP process. We get a number of providers, many that are interested.
Mm-hmm.
We score them based on that RFP process on three categories. So we look at the company, the history of the company, the financial stability of the company. Everything you would want to know, is this somebody that you can rely on? Are
mm-hmm.
they not going to go out of business tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
We look at the solution itself, feature functionality.
Yeah.
We put a credit union lens on it. So are they integrated into the credit union cores? Are they integrated into the credit union digital banking providers? Are they up to snuff with, you know, what the NCUA looks for? And then last step is we overlay really our, call it our VRM and our risk process.
Mm-hmm.
So vendor resource, vendor risk management, overall kind of security, compliance, and so really put them through the hoops through that. And so we've started out with three providers, and frankly, we push them a lot. You know, everybody wants five stars. Not everybody gets five
yeah,
stars. So
yeah.
we're very transparent in terms of, you know, where they're strong, where they have areas to improve. But at the end of the day, all these providers are the ones that we think stand out the most.
Yeah, which is a huge win for credit unions, or actually a huge help for credit unions. Because, again, there's so much out there that
tremendous
so distracting.
And it's great for co-op, too. It's an opportunity for us to get visibility to all of these other markets, to all of these other providers,
mm-hmm.
and it may be things that we end up doing longer term. So it's kind of fits our strategy itself.
Yeah, good move. So can you share the vendors who are part of the strategic provider program?
Yeah, so we're starting the program with three vendors. Origins is one. So So it's interesting. A lot of folks in the credit union industry obviously familiar with Origins, mm-hmm. But they've got about 20% penetration within, call it their target market, which is a great penetration rate, but it means 80% of the credit unions still don't do business with them. So for us here, this is an opportunity for, you know, they went through our gauntlet of scoring or the RFP process, and we're able to share with credit unions, here's why Origins really stands out to us. So in terms of just a single solution for loan and account origination, really a great way to improve the member experience, and an area where a lot of credit unions are just looking to potentially change providers.
Yeah.
So Origins is one of our starting partners.
That's a good one to start with.
Absolutely. So Savvy Money.
Oh, no, Savvy Money as well. Yes.
So financial wellness, you know them, it's a big topic for credit unions. It's really important topic for members. Savvy Money does a lot on the credit score front. Mm-hmm. This is a way for credit unions to help their members get access to their credit score, to understand their credit score, how to manage it, and a way to then, you know, segue into personalized lending opportunities between the credit union and the member. Mm-hmm. So financial wellness is also a segue to possible loan growth for a credit union. And again, somebody who really stood out to us in that marketplace.
Yeah. Yep.
And the last one is NYDIG.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I think it was Think.
Interesting partnership there.
Last year, we talked about cryptocurrency.
Yeah,
I think it dropped maybe like 10% the day we talked about it. It was going through the crypto winter.
Yeah.
And I'd say the same thing now that I said to you then, which is it may not be right for every credit union. Every credit union wants to know their member base, but it's important for credit unions to try to hold deposits as much as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot are seeing outflows into cryptocurrency wallets.
Yep.
And so NYDIG is a way to help your members, credit union members, buy, sell, and hold Bitcoin specifically, digital assets. And somebody to us, especially in this space that is such a touchy space from a risk and compliance perspective,
especially
we see a
right
lot
now.
Go on there. And there's somebody to us that really stands out in terms of top of the pack in that regard. They have, you know, a very good working relationship with the NCUA. Integration into the credit union digital banking providers that matter. So somebody that really stood out to us. And again, each one of these providers, we've been able to negotiate an add-on, like a preferential term that credit unions could get by going through co-op.
Is NYDIG going to be at Think?
I'd be surprised if they're not at Think. They're actually here at GAC.
Oh, they are?
A time with them. Yeah.
Okay.
And,
okay.
So we, through the program, we will be doing a number of like webcasts. We will be doing different live events to help credit unions not just be able to access kind of our report out, which they are able to do, but also ways for us to proactively engage with the partners and in a forum, a video forum, or whatever that the vendors and the credit unions can see each other.
All great partnerships. Yeah, but for some reason, I'm gravitating toward the NYDIG one just because crypto is so fascinating right now. So
such it's a hot topic, it always is. But financial wellness really important too. And I mean,
of course, they're all good.
Loan originating, absolutely.
They're all good for sure. So, all right, hey, what's ahead for the program? What's on the horizon, even though it's brand new?
Yeah, so it's brand new. We're starting out with these three, and we'd hope to sometime over the course of the next, say, 12 to 18 months, have somewhere around a dozen partners.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how many do you anticipate having? Is it you guys anticipate having 100 partners, or?
Well, we're going to let the program and credit unions kind of inform how far we go.
Okay.
So I think the plan is here, we've got line of sight to some areas that we think are really interesting to credit unions for about a dozen areas. So we're going to really put heads down, focus on that over the course of the next 12 to 18 months. And depending on how the programs go, how feedback we get from credit unions, how valuable it is, we'll figure out then, does it become dozens, or where, you know, this can evolve as broadly as we want it to and as broadly as credit unions want it to.
Right on.
Yeah.
Sounds like a cool, that's really cool. I look forward to learning more about it. And obviously it'll progress a little bit more when Think comes around, so we'll revisit on that then. So, and so last question for you, how do people get involved with this?
So the easiest way to get involved is
how do they knock on your door?
Yeah, knock on our website. So visit our website, coop.org.
Okay.
And on there you get more familiar with the program itself, and you'll be able to request access then to call it our data room, where for these three providers that we have right now, you can see our scoring template across those categories that I talked about. and gain access to it that way. These are referral relationships, so you will not be signing contracts with co-op. You still sign the contract directly with the provider, but they will know you came through us and you'll get that preferential treatment.
Good stuff, sir. It only benefits the credit unions, for sure, and benefits the industry, keeping us move forward.
Super cooperative idea, 100%.
Credit union way. All right, man. All right, Dean, thank you so much. Well
thank
done,
you,
sir.
Thanks
Keep up the
me.
Good work there, and look forward to seeing you at Think here in a couple of months or so.
See you again soon. All right.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.